This is JIS News. Coming up, 2012-2013 budget cut by almost $10 billion. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says government keen on pursuing international partnerships and Jamaica Day 2013 to be observed later this month. The details after this message.
Jamaica, it's time to participate in the public sector customer service competition. Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Vote online at cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities. The public sector customer service competition. It's time to vote. Time to give the winners recognition. Deadline February 28.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has signaled her intention to work closely with international partners as the government strives to achieve social and economic development. Addressing diplomats at Jamaica House on Tuesday, Prime Minister Simpson-Miller acknowledged that national development will require strong international collaboration.
The government of Jamaica remains committed to bilateralism based on mutual respect and multilateralism that creates new opportunities for economic development. We are committed to shaping a shared global destiny that requires a creative spirit and enlightened leadership on the part of all of us. Through cooperation, the family of nations of which we are all a part works towards a common purpose with the knowledge that together we can achieve more.
Some 25 non-resident heads of mission are on the island as the country celebrates Diplomatic Week from February 3 to 8. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips on Tuesday tabled the 2012-2013 supplementary estimates of expenditure, outlining a near $10 billion cut in spending. The 2012-2013 budget has been reduced by $9.89 billion, moving from $612.4 billion to $602.5 billion. Recurrent expenditure moved from $374.7 billion to $367.7 billion, a reduction of $7.038 billion. Total capital expenditure has been reduced by $2.85 billion, moving from $237.6 billion to $234.8 billion. The 2012-2013 estimates of expenditure was tabled in Parliament on May 10 last year. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson is challenging public and private sector companies to invest in human resources by providing postgraduate employment to tertiary students. This, he says, will enable individuals leaving university to gain experience to complement their academic qualifications.
There's a disparity between so many people seeking jobs and employers who are saying we have jobs and we can't find anybody for them. And part of that challenge is that many of our graduates who are coming out of high school and universities are not prepared yet to even take a step to the world of work. Because this is something which is not just beneficial for the graduates. It obviously gives you a tremendous opportunity. But it's also beneficial for the company because it allows you an opportunity to recruit the best.
Mr. Robinson was addressing the launch of PetroJam's graduate internship program in Kingston on Tuesday. Under the program, 10 university graduates are selected for participation in an internship period of 1 year with the state-owned oil refinery. Schools across the island will observe Jamaica Day on Friday, February 22, under the theme, Celebrating Jamaica, I'm On It. As part of the observance, all schools are asked to engage with the communities in which they are located to stage events that celebrate Jamaica around specific themes. Jamaica Day 2013 activities will include a national parade at the Trelawney Multipurpose Stadium, where children from across the island will gather to represent their schools. Speaking at the launch on Tuesday, Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites urged all Jamaicans to use Jamaica Day as a catalyst to further spur national development.
We have to love this land, its environment, all its strengths and all of its challenges. And we have to commit ourselves that we are going to leave it better than we found it and that we are going to love it and therefore serve it.
The education minister is also encouraging students to use the day to strive to be model citizens. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.